Welcome to this presentation of the Maximo Asset Configuration Manager 7.1, and this presentation is going to talk about the overview of the new release that was offered in September 2008. If you go to slide 2, our presenters today will be Ken Donnelly, that's myself. I'm responsible for strategy and product management for travel and transportation and aerospace and defense. I'm going to give an overview of Maximo Asset Configuration Manager, or ACM, talk about the timeline of our development and some of our sales, who our customers are today, and then talk about some of the challenges and positioning for the product. I'll then cover the product portfolio and packaging, and then turn it over to Rob Powell. Rob is the product designer and architect for Maximo Asset Configuration Manager, and he's going to go over the, give you an overview of the 7.1 features. And following that, we're going to talk about how you can get more information if you've got questions, and wrap it up. With that, I'm going to go to slide number 3. This is kind of an overview of a high-level picture of Maximo Asset Configuration Manager. This is a core module to support complex assets for maintenance, repair, and overhaul, also called MRO. This solution adds additional capabilities to our IBM Maximo Asset Management solution and also our industry solutions such as Maximo Transportation. So what this does is it adds additional capabilities that someone that's doing maintenance, repair, and overhaul will need. This is offered as has been offered as a Maximo solution since 2004. It was acquired as a product named Raptor back in 2004. The concept was developed to support the United States Air Force Integrated Maintenance Depot system, the IMDS program, to support those requirements, which included the F-22, hence the Raptor name. It's been released as an add-on module to Maximo 6.2 back in 2007, and then released on the Maximo 7.1 platform in 2008. We've had significant sales growth in 2008, and that's because we were able to leverage the IBM S&D team, the sales and delivery team. We've got a very strong pipeline of about $30 million where Maximo ACM is critical for the win. Not all that those sales dollars I mentioned, are related specifically to Maximo ACM, but without Maximo ACM, we likely won't win those. We also have a very strong development strategy to grow the aviation MRO capabilities while continuing to support related segments in aerospace and defense, rail, and telecom. And you'll see on our next slide who our customers are. And that takes us to slide number 4, which is a timeline of development and sales. So it walks through some of the things I just talked about. Our Raptor product was acquired back in 2004. It was then interfaced to Maximo for Transportation in early 2005. Around that time, we had a sale to Independence Air. They've since then gone out of business, but they sold their operating license to one of our newer customers, which is Northwest Airlines. Before we got there, we had a sale to the U.S. Department of Interior, and then in 2006, we had several sales. One was to Northwest Airlines, where they use Maximo ACM along with Maximo for Transportation to maintain their aircraft for their Compass Air regional airline. We also had a significant sale to Rolls-Royce. They're managing over 54,000 engines with Maximo Asset Management, and they're using Maximo Configuration Manager to help support that work as in a service delivery model. And we'll talk about these different models in a few slides. We also had a sale to the rail industry. Long Island Railroad bought our Maximo ACM product. We then released this solution on the Maximo platform in 2007. So we had a 6.2 release of the product on the Maximo platform. Now this was fully integrated into the Maximo application. So it had the same look and feel. It was an extension of Maximo. And we also sold the product to Army Fleet Support at that time, an organization that maintains helicopters for the U.S. Army. And then in 2008, a lot of things happened. We released our latest version, which we're talking about now, the 7.1 release of Maximo ACM. We also have had sales thanks to our with the acquisition of MRO software by IBM, Maximo coming into the product portfolio of IBM and being able to leverage the IBM selling team, we were able to make sales to the Royal Saudi Air Force, Defense Force, L3, a government opportunity for managing aircraft, also several rail customers procured the Maximo ACM product, Downer EDI Rail in Australia, Nedtrain in the Netherlands, SNCF in France, CSX in the U.S., and Bombardier, which uses Maximo at over 49 sites globally. So they're worldwide. And then a telecommunications customer as well, Qualcomm. We've seen strong product sales growth from 2004 to 2008, and obviously significant sales growth in 2008. And we've been able to touch multiple segments, aviation, aerospace defense, government, rail, and telecommunications. While our focus often is for a solution like this, because of the complexity of assets, is around aviation, aerospace and defense, and rail, government agencies also have those kinds of assets, and sometimes telecommunication companies will want to manage these complex component-based assets as well. We've also had continuous product development targeted at a world-class solution for MRO. So we're moving towards what we feel is the best solution on the market for maintenance, repair, and overhaul. We've got a very powerful solution today. We match very well against the competition. And we've got a growing number of references as we move forward. On slide number five, this slide talks about challenges in messaging. Some of the customer pains that our customers have today, they're concerned about increasing asset reliability and utilization. So aircraft and locomotives need to be as complex assets need a lot more management of their configuration. And Ralph's going to talk about how we do that in the next slides he covers. We also have to manage the impact of things like service bulletins and airworthiness directives. So things coming from the CAA or FAA, the regulatory bodies, making changes that will help improve safety, or changes from the manufacturer, or even internal changes, being able to manage that, identify how many assets are being affected by this. So if it's aircraft, which tail numbers were impacted by this change. So within a fleet, some of your aircraft may be affected, others may not. So this allows you to quickly identify that and then set up the program to make those changes to those aircraft and keep them from being grounded like we saw with some airlines this past year. This also helps support regulatory audits and investigations that could be done by regulatory bodies like the FAA or CAA. It tracks as designed and as built configurations, and as maintained configurations as well. So doing this is challenging for organizations, being able to look at what it should be, what it is, and maybe different from one aircraft to another or one locomotive to another, for instance. Eliminating data islands is another pain. Often each group within a company, different groups will have different sets of data. So there can be arguments or a difference in the kind of information they have, which can lead to some poor management or inefficiencies. They also want to do things like increase warranty recovery. This will certainly lead to some dollar savings if they can better identify the components when they need to be replaced, were they under warranty, that can increase their warranty recovery. Capturing all actual asset costs is critical, being able to understand not just the material that was used, but how much labor was used, how much services were required, how much tooling was used for a particular task. So capturing all this is critical. And then finally, reducing inventory costs. Any complex asset will require a lot of inventory. They're more unique. It's difficult to get spare parts, so they often require a much higher level of inventory than do other more simple assets like buildings or cars and trucks. When you're engaging decision makers, you want to first leverage the IBM Service Management story. This solution fits very well into that. Also, you want to look at configuration management and service management capabilities that help support maintenance, repair, and overhaul of things like aircraft engines, components, as well as locomotives, others of these complex component-based assets. You want to leverage the IBM portfolio for a strong MRO offering. We have other IBM products. We're going to touch on those that help support maintenance, repair, and overhaul. We want to be able to improve regulatory compliance. The decision makers are concerned about being able to meet these regulatory audits and investigations, and they may have been experiencing fines or other challenges or changes to their business processes because they failed an audit. So being able to improve that and reduce the time impact to their own people is very important. Also, reducing record management. Many of our customers today have older systems. They're not talking to each other. They lack an SOA kind of environment, or they're using paper-based systems in many cases. So being able to reduce that and get their staff away from keeping records and shifting them towards more reliability focus is important. Better being prepared for audits and reviews, and also another key thing to leverage is the customer references. I mentioned Rolls-Royce and Northwest Airlines. These are very positive customers today. They're planning on attending our Pulse conference in 2009. So these are the kinds of customers that can help you convince a new prospect that this is a solution for them. Moving to slide number 6, this talks about some of the business models that we can impact with Maximo Asset Configuration Manager. The first one is for internal MRO, internal maintenance, repair, and overhaul by an airline, a railroad, or shipping organization. These are typically, in IBM speak, travel and transportation organizations, but they could also be a government agency that's managing your own aircraft. This is a highly regulatory environment. They often have inspections like FAA or CAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, for instance, and they require maintenance, repair, and overhaul with strong configuration management. So this is a definite target for us, and tends to be very challenging because of the on-site inspectors making sure that the organization is using the proper procedures for doing repairs. A second is in service lifecycle management. A good example of this is Rolls-Royce. While the first one, internal MRO, a good example was Northwest Airlines, their Compass Airlines division. Here in service lifecycle management, Rolls-Royce is a very good example of this. It's an original equipment manufacturer, an OEM. They're managing aftercare market programs, or aftermarket care programs, maintaining those 54,000 engines for airlines around the world. They're overhauling the assets and components, so that in this case it's engines, but it could be an organization that's overhauling an aircraft or a locomotive. Could be there some of the components, the engines for the aircraft or the engines for a vessel. And this requires enterprise asset management, configuration management, and service management. And we're going to talk in the next slide about how service management fits into there. For aircraft, that may extend to maintenance, repair, and overhaul as well. And then the last type is outsourced maintenance, repair, and overhaul. And typical areas where we see this is aviation, rail, and shipping. Again, these are more of the TNT type customers within our IBM framework. They require MRO services for others. So they're doing work for others, and this could be an airline doing work for another airline. There could be a third-party maintainer, someone that's bringing in locomotives or aircraft or vessels. And they're doing overhaul and maintenance of the assets and components, similar to the second model, service lifecycle management. But this is not an original equipment manufacturer. This is a separate organization or company. It requires enterprise asset management, configuration management, service management, very similar to the second model. But again, it's an organization like an airline doing work for another airline or a third-party organization. On slide 7, I want to walk through the process that many of these organizations have. The first is that service management piece. So if they're, especially when they're doing work for others, whether they're an OEM or they're an airline doing outsource maintenance for other airlines, Lufthansa Technik is an example of a company that does this. They need contract management and service level agreement capabilities, and these are delivered as part of another Maximo solution called Maximo for Service Providers. Now, when you get into the next phases, the maintenance engineering, maintenance planning, maintenance operation, part and tool management, the IBM Maximo Asset Configuration Manager, and often along with that, the industry solution Maximo for Transportation combined help support these kinds of activities. So things like maintenance programs, document management, configuration management, the various types of maintenance in aviation, it's line maintenance, heavy maintenance, as well as engines and component maintenance. And then certainly for parts and tool management, spare parts management, managing warranty and tool and equipment. Now, in addition to the ACM product and transportation, there's the other IBM products that support this, the IBM TDMD solution, Technical Document Management Delivery Solution, helps support things like document management for maintenance engineering, maintenance planning. There's also the FileNet solution. It's not listed here, but the FileNet solution can help with document management as well and can be a component of that TDMD offering. The newest acquisition by IBM, the iLog solution, can help support some of the scheduling work that needs to be done, the complex scheduling that's required for maintenance operations. And then finally, for part and tool management, the IBM Dios product helps do inventory optimization to help reduce inventory costs. So these products, additional IBM products, support a variety of the activities that an aviation MRO organization would experience. And this, I'm using an aviation MRO example here. This could be this will be very similar in with locomotives or vessels, other complex assets. And then at the bottom you see that the IBM Cognos Business Intelligence Reporting Solution helps from an overarching basis to support bring that business intelligence to all phases of whether it's an aviation organization or a railroad or a shipping company. On slide number 8, this lays out the asset management product family for the Maximo portfolio. When you look at Maximo, we've got it broken down into a couple different areas. One is the general solutions. This is kind of the base Maximo capabilities, and that's where Maximo Asset Management, and we're currently on the version 7 platform. There's also a Maximo Management Essentials. This is for very small organizations where they don't need all the capabilities of Maximo Asset Management, and they can buy it almost in a component method. Now, you wouldn't be selling the Asset Configuration Manager with that Essentials product, and there's other presentations that talk more about that. And then finally, for IT assets, there's the Tivoli Asset Management for IT. This is actually on the Maximo platform, but because it's more focused around IT, we've branded it with the Tivoli name. And then for within industry solutions, are solutions you can buy that include all the capabilities of Maximo Asset Management, but then include some specific capabilities that are needed within an industry. So government, life sciences, nuclear power, oil and gas, utilities, all add capabilities on top of Maximo that are specific to that industry. Transportation does this as well. It supports the moving type assets like aircraft, locomotives, cars and trucks. It adds all the capabilities that these mobile type assets would need, both for the transportation industry and for anybody managing transportation assets. And then we have add-on solutions. Now, add-on solutions are a little bit different. They add capabilities on top of an industry solution or a general solution like Maximo Asset Management. And when they're sold in addition to those solutions. So while you can buy a license for Maximo Asset Management, it includes everything, you can buy the industry solution, it adds those additional capabilities, but it also adds what's in Maximo Asset Management. When you get to add-on solutions, they're only the added capabilities. So they're priced a little bit differently. They're priced as in addition to the core license. One of those is Maximo Asset Configuration Manager. We've been talking about that today. We also have solutions like Asset Navigator, Calibration, Service Provider, Spatial, a variety of different solutions designed around customer needs. And then there are options. Options are similar in the way they're priced to add-on solutions. These are in addition to something you would buy, like a general solution or an industry solution. And these include our mobile capabilities, adapters for ERP, adapters for scheduling systems, and then some additional things like a general enterprise adapter if you only had the Maximo Essentials product, or the compliance assistance documentation. If you're in a often this is for manufacturing organizations where they've got to support compliance. Now, for Asset Configuration Manager, we offer both asset and user-based pricing models. If you want to gain more information about how those work, you should look at the Tivoli Maximo Pricing Guide that describes how those work, and then you can also see what the pricing is within FCT or PPA, and see the kind of pricing you can offer to your clients. With that, I'm going to move to slide number 9 and introduce Rob Powell again. Rob's going to cover the Maximo Asset Configuration Manager overview and talk a little bit about the solution.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Thanks very much. And hello, everyone. And we can move on to slide 10. And slide 10 is just going to give a bit of an overview of some of the additional features that Maximo Asset Configuration Manager brings to Maximo. Maximo, as Ken has explained, is an add-on solution. But the technology is exactly the same as for the other add-on solutions and also for the industry solutions, whereby we're adding new business classes or extending existing business classes to actually give a seamless view to the end user of the Maximo capability. So the slide that I'm showing now, slide 10, is displaying the Maximo-based services in the center of the circle. And around that, we're wrapping Maximo Asset Configuration Manager. And then typically, also as part of a customer implementation, they will do a degree of configuration in terms of screen layout, label changes, and so on. So what I'm showing here is the core ACM applications that have been added to Maximo. This is on top of the standard applications with Maximo around asset management, work management, inventory and procurement, and so on. I'm going to talk briefly about each of these additional applications. Bear in mind, Ken has explained that it is an application designed to manage complex assets, and obviously we can provide additional assistance in understanding the capabilities of ACM. This presentation isn't really designed to do that. Okay, so in the bottom left-hand corner we have an application called Models. This is really at the center of the asset configuration management capability, whereby we can define a model that represents a particular asset type within a build hierarchy. And within this, we have multiple configurations and also complex configuration management rules that these rules define the relationships between parts and positions within the asset hierarchies. And to support this, we have a number of other applications, for instance, CM items, which is related to the standard Maximo master item, but these are items that are managed within the asset configuration management capability. Also, we have an extension to the standard Maximo asset management capability, an asset CM application, whereby all of the capabilities of Maximo asset configuration management are represented within a an asset hierarchical view that gives a graphical display of the asset and its particular variation at any point in time. Now, there is a process for the background process that runs to actually validate the in-service assets against the as-design configuration defined within the model application. Now, supporting this overall process, we have a number of other applications, including extensions to the maximum preventative maintenance capability for both master preventative maintenance records and preventative maintenance records against specific assets. And there's some additional capability in here whereby you can relate one PM to any number of other PMs to actually create a relationship that can drive the maintenance schedule for a particular model configuration type. And this is where some of the benefits that Ken spoke about are actually realized in terms of being able to rationalize maintenance programs and define fairly complex maintenance schedules and patterns, which standard Maximo can't do to such a degree. Also supporting this, we have a technical record application, which is the means of actually carrying out configuration management changes or design changes. And this can be carried out across the complete fleet of assets and provides the capability to identify where changes occur based on a number of attributes that are typically defined as part of design changes. This is, again, an area where other systems, competitive systems, can struggle to actually identify the effectivity rules, because, again, these can be complex where you're dealing with aircraft and locomotive. This type of capabilities can be quite challenging. We feel that we've established a new standard within the ability to manage the technical records. Other new applications within ACM include the logs application, whereby details of any particular operation, journey, sortie for both aircraft and rail vehicles can be defined. Including creating records of any problems that occur during a particular journey or flight, and these are then can be managed within the Maximo work order management capability, which we have extended as part of the Maximo ACM capability for some additional functions around being able to package work, defer work, so work can be formally deferred, so for whatever reason work cannot be carried out, there is a process to actually defer that work for a period of time, which keeps a complete audit trail of that work. Also within the work management, have the ability for carrying out the install and removal process of assets, which within Asset Configuration Manager provides additional capability over standard Maximo. Okay, so moving on to slide 11. This is some of the sort of facts, if you like, around this new release of Asset Configuration Manager on 7.1. For those of you who are familiar with version 6, there is actually no additional functional changes in version 7.1. So it is the same as version 6, whereby there are 8 new applications that Asset Configuration Manager brings. 5 of these are extensions of existing Maximo applications. And this, for those of you who like this sort of detail, we've got an additional 1,030 database fields, over 200 online help topics and around 215 field help topics. So it is quite a large add-on solution for the Maximo portfolio. Okay, moving on to slide 12, I just want to spend just a couple of moments talking about some of the basic concepts behind the design of Asset Configuration Manager and how it functions. And essentially, we can split that into two sections. The first is reference data. And the reference data includes things such as the models that I mentioned earlier, whereby the as-design configuration can be defined. And this includes what positions there are within a model, which items, these are also known as parts, where they fit within positions within the model, what the maintenance program is, and within Maximo that would be defined as preventative maintenance records, and what the configuration rules are, so how the maintenance program, the items, and the positions all relate to each other, and what dependencies there are between any of these attributes. And also, we have the ability to set up multiple meters. So this is life usage records, which may be flying hours or landings, kilometers traveled, miles traveled, and so on. And we can define multiple meters against maintenance programs, and these can all be related within the model's application. And variations can be created of models so that we have a single model concept with multiple variations within the single model, which is a different approach to all of the competitors that I'm certainly aware of. Then the opposing side to this is the operational data. And this is the in-service data. And this is the physical aircraft and engines, reactors, locomotives, and so on. So these will typically be serialized components. They'll be subject to install and remove processes. They'll be, when they fail or when they're due some form of maintenance, they can be removed. They will have scheduled maintenance carried out against them and also unscheduled maintenance. I mean, not shown on this slide, but when things fail, that is unscheduled occurrences. And the technical records will be carried out against them. So these are design changes. So these could be engineering orders, service bulletins, airworthiness directives, and so on. And they'll also accumulate life against the assets. So as they're operated in service, they will accrue landings, flying hours, miles traveled, and so on. Now, the type of operators who are using Asset Configuration Manager, they tend to be moving assets, so they're dynamic assets, whereby failures may occur away from their normal base of operations. And so the system has to allow for this dynamic capability of carrying out maintenance and removing parts, installing parts, and recording those processes, sometimes out of sequence, and the system has to allow for that capability. Again, this is one of the unique differentiators that Maximo ACM has against the competitors, is the ability to operate within this dynamic type of environment. And then sitting between the reference data and the operational data, we have a validation process, which is called the Build Data Interpreter, or the BDI. And this is a background process that is running, and it's comparing the operational data against the reference data to ensure that the operational data is in line with the reference data. So all of the configuration rules that are set for a particular model are being met. So, for instance, if an incorrect part is fitted in a particular position, then the Build Data Interpreter will identify this as part of the validation process. And within the Maximo UI, it will display by changing color and giving a message relating to this invalid condition. And this is a very powerful feature, and the ability to change colors within the UI based on this validation is, again, it's unique to Asset Configuration Manager, certainly within the Maximo portfolio. So moving on to slide 13, I have added just a few screenshots just to illustrate some of the things that I've been talking about. So within the Assets CM application, which I'm calling the Asset Status Board, for those of you familiar with Maximo, this is the list view, whereby displaying a list of assets based on a standard query, and this is showing 20 assets within a particular fleet. It's an aircraft fleet. And you see the different color coding. And the color coding represents by a red color being an invalid configuration. So for some reason, there is an invalid situation associated with this particular aircraft. The black text indicates it's a valid asset, so that's operational with no problems, and it can be flown or operated. And the yellow text indicates that it's an impending invalid asset, and that typically means that there is some maintenance that's passed its warning point, and it's a clear indication to the user of the system that this asset should be looked at in terms of planning some maintenance at a future point. So from an operator's point of view, if you're assigning assets to particular operations, you can clearly see those ones that can be assigned and those ones which need to be reviewed. So moving on to slide 14, I'm now still in the Asset CM application, but this is the Asset View tab. And this is displaying the hierarchical structure of this particular asset. And this is a Bell helicopter. And this is just to illustrate that the color coding and the validation process goes down to a very detailed level. And here you can see there is the cargo hook, which is at the sort of lowest red item within the hierarchy. That has invalid condition associated with it. And that condition is rolling up through the hierarchy up to the top level aircraft, so that even if a invalid condition is identified at a very low level within the asset hierarchy, it can still be seen at the parent level, so there's clear visibility of any invalid conditions. Along the bottom of the screen here, you can see there's multiple tabs, and all of these relate to the particular asset in the hierarchy that is in focus at the particular time, and all the information here will relate to that particular asset. So these items cover things like the life usage, the maintenance plan, what the maintenance history has been, and then all of the history associated with its parents, its children, and also the position itself. This gives a fully comprehensive view of any asset within the asset configuration management capability. Moving on to slide 15, this is a screenshot of the build data interpreter, and this is brought onto the view within the user interface by an action, and this gives the user a clear visibility of the actual condition associated with a particular asset. And this is the build data interpreter for the aircraft that we're looking at in the previous screen, where we had an invalid situation with the cargo hook. And at the bottom of this screen, you see that there's a narrative which is saying that this item, this CM item, is not valid for this model's variation. So from this, the engineer can do further investigation, looking at the history of this particular asset, where it's been, what's been carried out to, and so on, and to understand from that configuration model what the rules are, what parts are allowable to be fitted in this particular position, and to get the full understanding of why this is an invalid situation and what needs to be done to actually rectify that situation. Okay, that was really just a bit of a flavor of the Asset Configuration Manager capability. Moving on to slide 16, this just describes some of the dependencies that are required for installing Asset Configuration Manager. There's no additional hardware for the add-on solution. It does require Maximo 7.1 asset management. It is supported on both Oracle and DB2. From a web server perspective, it's supported on WebSphere and on WebLogic. And in terms of supported platforms, exactly the same as the standard Maximo platform support. Just recently, ACM has been made available in the majority of Group 1 languages, including Brazilian Portuguese, German, Japanese, Italian, simplified Chinese, Korean, Spanish, traditional Chinese, French, and Dutch. It can be translated, of course, into further languages, typically the same as standard Maximo, by custom support arrangements. Okay, and with that, I will hand back to Ken Donnelly for the more information.
Thanks, Rob. On slide number 17, we've got both Rob and my contact information. So if you've got questions, if you want to learn more about the product, how we position the product, some of the customer pains, you can contact me as well as for questions about pricing or packaging. If you want to get more detailed information about the solution, you can also contact Rob Powell. Rob can also assist with more detailed information about customer pains and how the solution supports those pains. On slide number 18, this gives you a list of all the people that could be contacted. For instance, if you've got an opportunity in a particular region, you can contact, for instance, in the U.S., it would be Mark Grusin, in Latin America, Carlos Tunis. You can contact each of the sales leaders for those regions to get the right Maximo sales consultant supporting your opportunity. From product development, you can Rob Powell's available. Strategy and product management is myself. For industry marketing, Eric Lawyer is supporting all the marketing marketing tools and sales tools. And then for sales enablement, there's a group that also supports the Maximus product. On slide number 19, we have listed some of the market materials that are available on Extreme Leverage. So there's presentations, there's a white paper, there's also some brochures specific to the aerospace and defense industry, and one for this product asset configuration manager. And with that, I think we're finished today. I want to thank you for attending this presentation on Asset Configuration Manager. And again, if you have additional questions or would like to get more information, please feel free to contact myself, Ken Donnelly, or Rob Powell. Thank you for your participation today.